You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
My name's Guy Smith. I'm your guest host on the Tough Things First podcast. And as always, we're sitting down with Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in all of Silicon Valley. And good morning to you, Ray.
Well, thanks, Guy. So happy to be here with you today.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be with you. So I have a question on the table today, and it kind of came from one of your listeners. But we want to talk about trust. Trust, especially in today's society, seems to be somewhat fragile. And so what I want to talk about is trust with inside of organizations. Why is trust important between employees? And looked at from a different scope, why is it essential between employees and their management?
Well, first off, trust is that bond that you have with an individual where you absolutely rely on what they do and what they say. And so, you know, that relationship you might have with your spouse or you might have with your lawyer or your accountant, you have to believe that they're or really accept the fact that they're going to work in your best interest. So whenever you think of being trustworthy or having that trust, it is having that belief that they're going to have your back. They're going to support you. What I've seen happen in companies is they set up these silos, and that silo is they have their own departmental group, and they even watch when we have corporate meetings or company meetings, they tend to sit together in groups, and so I see these silos as they sit together and they talk among themselves, but they don't talk across the table to another silo or another group, and so there's that lack of trust there. So I try to mix it up a little bit by having them not sit with their own group, but sit with a group that they may interface with or that they may not know, so that they can get to know one another. And I think trust comes when you really get to know the person, you know, head to toe, and that you can feel open and safe discussing secrets and personal feelings about something. I like to think of trust as being the hallmark of honesty and integrity. And when you have that kind of relationship within your company where, you know, trust supersedes everything else, then people don't worry about their back. They're not concerned about, you know, is somebody talking about me wrong or if somebody trying to do something that's going to be harmful to me and my family. And so everybody works hard. They don't worry about the silos or the differences between departments.
Yeah, transparency does breed trust, and I guess that's an explanation as to why we don't trust politicians very much. Is trust?
Well, that's a different one. Quick thing about, you know, because that's why we don't trust politicians, and the reason that I think and what you're seeing happening now is the fact that they don't do what they say they're going to do, and so there is no trust. So that's the thing I mentioned a few minutes ago, is that trust comes from, you know, you walk the talk. You say, if I'm going to be here and I'm going to do that you can make bank on it, that you're going to, or book on it, you're going to do it. And so I think this lack of trust with the politicians is that they say one thing, but they do something else.
Right, and that goes to that age-old joke about when you know a politician is lying is when his lips are moving.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. So are human beings trustful or distrustful by nature, do you think?
I think they're trusting by nature. I believe that all people are good. Some are a little better than others, but I think all people want to be trusting anyway. Where they're not trustworthy or where they don't have that trust is really when they begin thinking more about themselves than they do about others. And I tell my employees, if you worry about you, I won't. And so that's been one of my standard statements to my people. So if they're worrying about themselves, then they're going to be less trusting. So if they're worrying about others, if they are honestly thinking about the company and how do I help the company become better as opposed to what's in it for me, that's the kind of employees I want.
That's interesting. So in other words, when you create a culture where you encourage people to actually be looking out for other employees and the mission of the company, it kind of takes the veil off. It creates instant transparency and almost instant trust.
Exactly.
Wow. That's an interesting management lesson for all of the listeners who are trying to kickstart their own company. Keep that transparency up and make sure that people are looking out for their coworkers more than they're looking out for themselves.
As you say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah. So what kind of dumb things have managers done in the past that really just trashed trust with inside of a company?
If they badmouth anyone, if they badmouth their customer, if they badmouth their company, their boss, or if they badmouth the department, if they say anything condescending, they lack trust.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about customers for a second, because I find this interesting. I'm a big fan of Fred Smith and, you know, his philosophy about, you know, everybody exists to support the customer. And employees, the frontline employees, everybody from the receptionist to tech support to sales, blah, 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 they all touch the customer. What can employees do to increase the trust that customers have in the company as a whole?
By the company saying, you know, the employee is first, not the customer. I know that there's a lot of slogans out there, the customer is number one, but really the employees are number one. If they feel they're number one, then they're more likely to support and sustain their customers than if the company's saying, well, the customer's number one and you're just number two. You know, as long as your employees feel important and feel like they're thought of as being the backbone of the company and not the customer as you would, then they're more likely to treat the customer better because they're being treated better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense because an employee who isn't trusted, who isn't loved, so to speak, with inside the company is not going to extend that same thing out to the customers themselves.
Exactly.
So aside from the transparency angle, what can a leader, what can a manager or an executive do to instill a culture of trust with inside of an organization?
By the way he talks, if he uses good language and not condescending or foul, vulgar language, if he has his office is organized and clean, if he comes to work on time and doesn't goof off, if he doesn't take long lunch hours, if he leaves at a reasonable time at night, and if he is praising to his employees, if he expresses gratitude toward them, then they're more likely to do the same. So you know, monkey see, monkey do. In other words, you're gonna follow what your leader does.
Interesting point. Well, trust is fundamental. I mean, we just simply cannot get along as a species. We cannot move society forward without trust. So building trust with inside of your organization is the key to your organization being healthy and successful. And if you want more lessons on what it takes for an executive or a leader to build these kind of cultures of trust and mutual support, get Ray's book, Tough Things First. It really is a tour de force about what it takes to build an effective company, to be an effective leader, and really just to live a better life. So tune in again next week for another episode of the Tough Things First podcast. And before you do that, go to toughthingsfirst.com, click on the social links, make sure you connect with Ray directly.
Thanks, Guy.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.